Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Amanda McIntosh. She is the Suicide Prevention Specialist, and September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. We're going to talk a little bit about that and all the events that are going on in the month of September that are going to kind of highlight that and bring it to light and let everybody know about it. Amanda, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I can't tell you how excited I am to be here. It's going to be a great month, and I'm looking forward to sharing all of the wonderful things we've been working on with the community.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about you. You are the director here the specialist. And you work through the health department, is that correct?
That is correct. So in 2018, the legislative session determined that Carbon and Emery County actually are leading the state in suicides, and they allocated funds for a suicide prevention specialist specifically for our areas under the health department's health education umbrella. And because of my involvement with the Hope Squad and personal experiences with suicide, I leapt at the opportunity to apply, and here I am almost a year later.
And so now September's always a big month for you.
It is, absolutely. So it's Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, and the particular week that we focus on is beginning September the 8th through the 14th. And we've got multiple activities both in Carbon and Emery County.
Okay, let's talk about a little bit about some of them. What's going on? What have you got planned?
Okay, so beginning with Monday, September 9th, we are having a movie in the park up at the fairgrounds. And we will be showing Kevin Hines' movie, Suicide: The Ripple Effect. Kevin Hines is a gentleman that jumped from the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco and lived to tell about it. And because of his experiences in the water and coming out and realizing that he didn't really want to die, that he just wanted his pain to end, he was able to refocus his energies and created a movement, hashtag Be Here Tomorrow. And so he is an exceptional man that is going above and beyond trying to help people not be suicidal and realizing that there is hope.
Okay, and that's Monday, September 9th.
That's Monday, September 9th.
And that'll start everything off.
Yes, that's our kickoff, and Four Corners is partnering with us to do that. We will have free popcorn donated by Market Express, so thank you guys. And we will start at 7:30, and we will just bring your blankets, your pillows, your chairs, and we'll have a good evening.
All right, and then let's talk about the whole week. What else is coming up whole week then?
And then Tuesday, September 10th, that's actually World Suicide Awareness Day. So everybody in the world will be lighting a candle at 8 o'clock in honor of the loved ones that they have lost to suicide, or even those that have suffered with suicidal intention that needs that love and that encompassing feeling of reverence. So we will be holding a candlelight vigil at the Peace Gardens in Price starting at 7:30. We're going to have live music, and the health department will supply the candles. And it'll just be a place for people in the community to go somewhere and, again, be enveloped in love and support. We'll have resources there for everybody, that's still struggling, or needs just that extra care. And we will also be doing the exact same thing in Emery County at the Castledale Courthouse, again, starting at 7:30. And we'll all light candles at 8 o'clock, and we'll let those burn for an hour, and then people can disperse.
Okay. So that's Tuesday. On Wednesday, what do we got planned for Wednesday?
We don't have anything for Wednesday or Thursday. We will be finishing the week with our 7th annual Hope Walk that will, again, be taking place at the Price Peace Gardens, and that begins at 7 o'clock. This is a huge event that we look forward to every year because it brings everybody from the community, whether they have suffered a loss to suicide, have been in that suicidal mind frame, or just people that want to support their loved ones in this journey. And it always brings a big crowd. We do a walk around the building with our flags, and this year we're doing a couple different things that we're super excited about. We're going to have a hope message board where people can write messages of hope to their loved ones and place it on huge letters that spell out hope. We will also have free food, free entertainment. It's open to everybody, so come on down and see us. It'll be a good time.
Okay, so and that's Friday night.
That's Friday, September 13th, yes.
Okay, and that is always, it is always a big deal. You get a lot of people that come
we
out
do,
for that
we
one.
Do. That's one of our biggest events for the year, and it's, every year it's cathartic because we see this community within a community of people that are, you know, that are affected by suicide, because more times than not, you're going to know somebody that has died by suicide, or somebody knows somebody that knows somebody, and to see all of the community pull together and wrap their love around this community it's inspiring, and it's therapeutic. Even for me, 5 years out from losing my husband, it's therapeutic every year.
Okay, so it starts once again. Let's talk about it. Monday, September 8th. Is that what it was?
Monday, September 9th.
Sorry.
Is Movie in the Park. And then Tuesday is Candlelight Vigil in both Carbon and Emery County. And then on Thursday is our big walk.
Okay.
We also have an art installation that we're working on where people can pick up wooden angels and personalize them and decorate them and turn them back into the health department. And then my team will be putting them in the community. The one in Price will be at the corner of 100 North and Price River Drive. So since 2013, which is when the health department started tracking suicides in our communities, we've lost 95 people to suicide. And so this art installation will be a visual representation of all of those lives that we've lost. And the personalization of them will just bring faces to those names and those numbers, so that we're not forgetting those that we've loved and have lost. So we'll have that at the Market Express corner. And then in Castledale, we'll have that displayed in front of the courthouse as well. So 100 angels will be in Carbon and 100 angels will be in Emery County. And people are more than welcome to come over to the health department and pick up angels. They have been pre-painted in the suicide awareness colors, which are purple and teal. And so you can take one and decorate it, bring it back, and that way your loved one will be represented by face in our angel garden.
Okay, so now if people want to get in touch with you as far as this information, how do they do that?
We have the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, Grand Counties on Facebook. You can also call me at 435-636-1153. You can email me at amcintosh@utah.gov, or just come on into the health department. We have them ready and on hand.
Okay, Amanda, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate you, and you do so much for something that is very needed for this area.
Absolutely.
It really is.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And thank you again for letting us come in today.
All right, so that is Amanda McIntosh. She is the suicide prevention specialist with the state for our area. And we've got September is Suicide Awareness Prevention Awareness Month. So get on in there and, you know, just get ready to do some of the great activities that they have planned for
you. Come out, join us, have fun.
All right. Now, for more information on this and other Castle Country Focus interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.